Hello, my name is Ellie C.B. Wallace, and this is the third episode in the podcast mini-series that I am making for my 10-week internship with the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. This episode, I'd like to talk about what I was expecting, what I wasn't expecting, both. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't really have a lot of expectations beyond that I was going to speak a lot of German, and, I had the interview, and, actually this podcast was suggested as one of my projects, but genuinely, I really wasn't sure what to expect, with an archival internship. What I really was expecting was to be able to find the archive easier. And let me give an explainer on this. Because the archive is positioned in a really weird way in the building. It's kind of hard to find, and the post has a hard time finding it as well. We all gripe about that. But you have to find the right door on the outside of the building. And it's in the back, so that's actually really tricky. There's like four or five other doors on the three other sides of the building, and they all will not lead to the archive. So you have to find the right door in the back of the building, which I did not know my first time trying to get to the building, which also happened to be my interview day. So maybe scout out the building you're going to interview at before you try and get there. It's my recommendation. So find the right door. Check that off the list. You then have to go up three flights of stairs. You have to get to the third floor of the building. And the first time I did this, it was actually locked. I could see the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive sign next to the door, and I tried to go through, and it was locked. And so I had to go out back out, I tried other doors, and then I was like, oh, well, this is not working. That was a really excellent first day trying to get here. But once you get through the door, because it's now unlocked all of the time, you have to go to follow the hallway to the front of the building, and then find the right door to get into the archive itself. Most of the doors are for the magazine, or where, like, most of the records are being held in the back room. So you have to go all the way to the furthest door on the left, and that is the door you need to get in order to, access the majority of the archive. The people working, at least. So, yeah, my first expectation was that it would be easier to find the archive. Clearly, that was blown out of the water. Obviously, now I can find it just fine. But it is funny listening to my coworkers try and guide people on how to get into the archive itself on the phone. Or, like, when they lean out the window and, like, wave people to go to the back. Occasionally, but yeah, beyond that, I did not really have that many expectations beyond the fact that I was going to be speaking a lot of German, which was excellent. What I was not expecting was some of the work that I was doing. For example, I spent the entire first couple of weeks only working on circus programs and like stacks of paper regarding circuses all over the world, mostly Europe, but really all over the world. Essentially, the archive received this donation from after this man, Martin Schaff, died, and he had collected all of these things about circuses throughout his entire life. It's really impressive, actually. There's stuff in there from as early as 1850 all the way up to, like, 2012. And so that was donated to the archive, and it kind of looks like it's just been it was organized, but it was kind of sitting there, and it needed to be reorganized, inputted into the data bank, that sort of thing. And so I spent the first week just organizing old circus programs. Most of them were from the 80s, like 1950 to like 1990 was like where the majority of them came from. So that was completely unexpected. Like, obviously, economic archive does not mean a specific type of business or a specific type of work. Circuses was not something I expected. So that was, yeah, first week was just, like, the programs. The second week, I sorted through a bunch of newspapers, programs, all of the circus paraphernalia that this man had also collected. And yeah, it was really interesting on one hand, because I got to witness all of this like very detailed history of circuses in Europe, specifically with the Moscow State Circus. He had a lot of material on that one particular circus. And it was really interesting looking through it and also organizing it, seeing how the data bank was used and how materials are properly stored within an archive, properly organized. So it was unexpected. The topic was unexpected, but it was very interesting to work through and very satisfying just to see how it was all organized at the end. Fantastic. My next project was in the photo magazine, where all of, like, the pictures, and, I feel bad, I don't know the word in English, but in German they're called Dias, and they're essentially, like, little plastic cartridges so that you can make slideshows with them. I talked about it with my parents, they just said it was, like, little slideshow slides, but they also need to be organized. And so they're all from this one company, the Philip Holtzman company, who's done building projects all over the world. And so they've kept records and they've kept pictures of all of these different projects that they've done. And so just sorting through these little slideshow slides and organizing them and, you know, reorganizing them when I accidentally tip over a box and they all fall into a pile was really cool. And it was interesting to see, like, the progression. Like, there's some famous things in there. I don't remember what a few of them were off the top of my head, but just, that was also really cool, working with this particular project and so on and so forth. And the last project I worked on before being assigned to start working on this podcast was also with the Philip Holtzman Bildarchiv. And essentially it was similar to the circuses in that there was some material that needed to be reorganized, placed within the archive and sorted and that sort of thing. Taking, like, negative photos out of, like, plastic folders and putting them in more appropriate folders for storage, that sort of thing. And so looking at all these pictures and all these people in this company was actually really interesting, and just sorting it out, marking everything, very satisfying, and yeah, really interesting to look at this sort of progression of history from this company, through what I organized and what I worked with. And I don't know what I will do after this podcast. That's still up in the air, probably. But given how interesting my last projects have been, I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, that concludes my what I expected, what I didn't with this particular episode. I also ended up talking more about the projects than I initially planned, so I might end it off here for now, but yeah, it's been really cool. I really enjoyed it so far. See you next episode.